Welcome to your Giants training camp report, brought to you by New Era. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And Paul, big day on Monday. Why? Well, the Giants roster was cut down to 75 players. Biggest name cut, corner Antoine Molden.
That's right, Anita. 15 guys had to come off of this active roster. The former Patriots corner just didn't really get enough done during preseason and training camp, and so he finds himself out on the street. Brandon Mosley, the offensive tackle, one of the guys drafted in the fourth round by the team, has had a sprained ankle for a while. They wound up putting him on injured reserve, so he is out for the season. Joe Martinek, the former Rutgers running back and New Jersey native, was cut. A lot of people were rooting for him. You can understand that. Jersey guy. Yeah, you know, Jersey guy. We were hoping he'd make it, but he didn't. Make it. And then two guys went to the PUP list, which means they missed the first week, 6 weeks of the season. That's Chris Canty, defensive tackle, and tight end Travis Beckham, both coming off of off-season knee surgeries.
Well, preseason game number four right around the corner on Wednesday. This is really a last chance for guys to prove their worth to the coaching staff to make this roster. Here's Eli Manning on what to expect.
You know, hopefully, obviously, you know, still got another, you know, another week before we play our first game. So get guys rested who need that, and hopefully be back for the Dallas game. So, you know, but we just got to work on getting better. The guys who are out there, keep improving. It's a chance for some young guys to get a lot of playing time this week and get, you know, show that they're learning this offense, learning their assignments, and see if they can help us out.
Well, Paul, looking forward to preseason game number four, I know one thing that you'd like to see improve is really this Giants offense really establishing that rushing attack.
Yeah, especially the power running game. You know, Anita, we've seen a lot of this juking and quicks and everything else from guys like Bradshaw and Wilson to the outside. But, you know, the Giants, when they're playing Giants football, they power rush the ball. And that means running it up the middle, running it behind the guards, getting those tough yards, grinding out the clock. We haven't seen any of that in the first three preseason games.
Well, another guy on offense, a wide receiver by the name of Hakeem Nicks, is a happy camper. No pun intended, of course. He's been wanting some playing time, and sure enough, this preseason game number four, he's going to get it.
You know, it's always good because, you know, in practice here, you know, we don't – ain't nobody touching you. So, you know, it's always, you know, just tag them off or whatever when you catch the ball. So, you know, being able to catch the ball and, you know you've got to really make a move and turn it on a little bit, you know, before you actually have to play the real season opening. It's good.
Now, Terrell Thomas also spoke to the media and kind of gave you guys an idea what he's expecting the Giants to do with his roster spot.
Well, you know, coming off of his second ACL, a lot of people are wondering, well, what's the timetable? And he really can't give us one, but what he did say is this. In the next 24 to 48 hours, he's going to see the doctors, and they're going to give him some type of update. He's hoping that they'll allow him to run for a couple of weeks and then take it from there. He is of the opinion right now that the Giants are going to hold a roster spot for him on the 50. He doesn't think they're going to put him on IR and lose him for the season because his confidence is telling him that he will play.
Well, three positives from head coach Tom Coughlin today. Number one, Will Beattie did practice. He did participate in practice.
Yeah, he sure did, and that's a big deal because that sciatica in his lower back has really worried the coach. They don't know day-to-day whether he's able to get out there or not. Now, what we're going to need to see is how many snaps he's going to be able to take against the Pats, or if the back is going to act up, and on game day he can't go, or maybe if he has to beg out of the game. The Giants certainly don't want to see that.
Now, number two is that Prince Amukamara was not in a walking boot today.
He had said it would probably take him a couple of days before they got the boot off and re-examined him, and then all of a sudden, the boot was miraculously gone. You know, kind of like Dorothy clicking the heels, and all of a sudden, magic happens. But that's a good sign. Now, whether or not, you know, it's going to speed up his ability to get on the field remains to be seen.
And last but not least, Coach was impressed with David Wilson because of the way that he was able to break outside. He feels that with that potential, it'll open things up for this offense.
Well, you know, again, that's a great thing, Anita, but what about that power running game we alluded to? They still need to be able to jam it up between the tackles if they're going to be a very successful team. It's great that Wilson can get outside. It's great that he can excite the crowd and make big plays, but ultimately, they still got to be a black and blue team.
Well, he excited Coach, so that's a positive.
Yeah, and anytime the coach smiles is a good thing for all of us.
Paul Dottino, Anita Marks for your training camp report.